America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Today is Monday, February 18th. What happens now after President Trump declared a national emergency at the border? And the big question about the 2020 census. Plus a surprise settlement, foldable phones, and when to see the snow moon. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. As expected, President Trump signed the budget deal to avoid another government shutdown, and he issued a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border in the hopes of building a wall. So now what? Well, the White House told the New York Times the president could use more than $3.5 billion from military construction projects to fund the border wall, and he also has access to $2.5 billion from counter-narcotics programs, plus $600 million from the Treasury Department. In total, Trump could have about $8 billion to spend on the barriers he wants. He says he's doing it to stop drugs and crimes, but it's definitely facing some criticism. Some say it could go against the Constitution. Some say there's not really an emergency or crisis at the border. And the Hill reports some lawmakers from both parties are worried about the precedent it sets for presidents to do whatever they want without needing Congress to approve. House Democrats say they plan to block the president's emergency declaration. But even if it passes, the White House told Fox News Trump would just veto it. USA Today says dozens of protests are planned today to show opposition to the national emergency on this President's Day. So, to be continued. The president's top pick for the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations now says never mind. The AP reports Heather Nauert no longer wants to be considered for the position, saying it's been grueling on her family. The Washington Post reports there are questions about Nauert's nanny. Some say the nanny may not have had the proper work visa. Nauert is a State Department spokeswoman and former Fox News anchor. Now President Trump will be picking a new person to nominate for the UN ambassador role. Nikki Haley says she'll step down later this year. At least three vigils will be held today to honor the five people killed in an Illinois shooting Friday. The shooting happened at a manufacturing company in Aurora, Illinois, which is about 40 miles from Chicago. CBS News reports the 45-year-old gunman was an employee who started shooting after learning he was fired. Several other people were hurt, including five police officers. The gunman died in a shootout. Officials say he has a criminal record and should not have had the gun in the first place. It's, of course, still under investigation. A former cardinal has been expelled from priesthood for sex abuse, and he's the first U.S. cardinal to be defrocked. Fox News says former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick can no longer refer to himself as a priest. The 88-year-old resigned last year after an investigation showed he sexually abused an altar boy in the 80s. Pope Francis approved the ruling, and there was no option to appeal. CNN reports McCarrick is the highest-ranking church official to be removed. Pope Francis plans to meet with more than 100 bishops this week to talk about clergy abuse. Should the 2020 census include a question about U.S. citizenship? The Trump administration wants to include it, but now it's ultimately up to the U.S. Supreme Court. The highest court agreed to decide if that question will be allowed on the survey or not. Of course, we're talking about the census questionnaire sent to every household in the country every 10 years for a population count. It's required by the Constitution, and the census can impact how many members of Congress each state gets. The New York Times reports there hasn't been a citizen question on the census since 1950. Supporters of adding the question say it'll help the government understand citizenship numbers in the U.S. and therefore help enforce the Voting Rights Act. Critics say the census will be less accurate if people are afraid to turn it in. But because the 2020 census must be printed by this June, this case is on an unusual fast track through the court system. Supreme Court arguments are set for April. More news ahead, but a quick break to tell you about today's sponsor, Noom. Let's face it, building new habits is hard. We all have good intentions, but it's way too easy to go back into our old ways. Well, a plan plus accountability and support can help you not only reach those goals, but also stick with them. And that's where Noom comes in. Whether it's weight loss or simply eating more vegetables, whatever healthy habit it is for you, Noom can help. It's not a diet. Instead, Noom provides personalized training and your own support team all right on your smartphone. There's also one of the biggest food databases available, so you can track your meals quickly and easily. Noom really only wants you to spend about 10 minutes a day for a healthier you. And I love how easy it is to get started. In less than a minute, I was on the app setting up my first goal to simply move around at least once every hour. So say goodbye to the old habits and hello to the new ones. Sign up for your trial today at noom.com/newsworthy. That's Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy to start losing weight or changing habits for the better. That's Noom.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Team LeBron James won the 2019 NBA All-Star Game last night, and for the second year in a row. This year, the final score was 178-164. Kevin Durant was named the All-Star Game MVP. Earlier in the weekend, CBS Sports says Joe Harris won the three-point contest, and Hamidou Diallo was named this year's NBA Slam Dunk King. He stole the show with a dunk where he jumped over Shaq. Colin Kaepernick and the NFL have reached a legal settlement, and some are calling it a surprise. Remember, Kaepernick claimed the NFL would not give him a contract because he kneeled during the national anthem before games to protest social injustice. He filed a grievance against the NFL for collusion in 2017, and so did NFL player Eric Reid. And now that it's all settled, that's about all we're going to know. The agreement required everyone involved to stay quiet about the details. Instead, Kaepernick's lawyer is telling CNN how Kaepernick is ready to play again. So we'll see if a team picks him up. Reid was signed last year to the Carolina Panthers. An electronics company is taking foldable phones to the next level, or at least planning to. Engadget says TCL is working on a phone that can fold and cuff around your wrist, turning into a smart watch. CNET first learned about the new phone from pictures and patent filings. The pictures show at least five different devices that fold, including two tablets, but the devices are in the very beginning stages, so some of these may never actually happen. Still, the company says it plans to release the first foldable device in 2020. Of course, TCL is not the only company working on foldable devices. In fact, Samsung is expected to reveal a foldable phone at its Galaxy S10 launch this week, so stay tuned. Look up, you may be able to see the Super Snow Moon this week. It doesn't actually have anything to do with snow. Quartz explains that's a Native American name for the second full moon of winter. As for the super part, a supermoon is a full moon at its closest point to Earth during its orbit, so it can appear larger. And this one is expected to be the biggest and brightest supermoon of the year. The best time to see it for most people in the U.S. is Tuesday evening during moonrise, but of course it depends on where you live and the weather conditions. It's President's Day today. For at least some of you, that means a day off work. It also means banks, the post office, and most public schools are closed. The federal holiday is always observed on the third Monday of February. And it's also a time you can expect plenty of big shopping sales. The Verge says Best Buy, Walmart, and Target are having some of the best deals of the year for tech. Google is having a buy one, get one half off for its Pixel 3. And you can save more than $50 on the Apple Watch at Best Buy. USA Today says Nordstrom is having a 40% off sale. You can see the full list in today's show notes, and most deals do run throughout the week. And that's it for today. You are all caught up from the weekend. If you want to read more about any of the stories mentioned, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.